drunk. Meet me at the bar. Meet me at the bar.
All right, welcome to another episode of Life on Tap, a multimedia experience about life and beer for the heart of NYC. Here we are. We're going to be doing another tasting today. I have my lovely wife, Cheryl, here with me.
Hi.
So, of course, you know, I wouldn't invite Cheryl on the show unless I was tasting something that she would, you know, might have a chance of actually liking. So, we're going to be doing another one from Saint Somewhere here. We're going to be doing the Pays du Soleil. I'm sure it's an unfiltered, they're unfiltered Saison, handcrafted Belgian style ales, 8% alcohol by volume, and the blurb on the back, and it just talks about Belgian brewing and whatnot. So the Saint Somewhere, you know, they produce a lot of really, really excellent stuff, and so I'm really pumped to be trying this. I mean, we've had this in the fridge for a short while now. So it's kind of good to finally, you know, crack a large one open, so to speak.
Yes. Well, we're having pizza, so we have to have some beer.
Yeah, exactly.
With our handmade mozzarella we made yesterday.
I know. It was a lot of fun. So it's always good to, you know, taste the fruits of your labor.
Yes.
And pair it with something quite nice.
Some awesome craft beer.
Exactly. All right, here we go. Let's do some pouring. It's unfiltered, so this is where I'm expecting to see a lot of haziness on this one here. And that is definitely the case. So.
It's lighter than I thought it would be, though.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, it's.
It's kind of got that reddish. It's got a reddish amber hue. Yeah, yeah, it kind of seems. You know, you do get the characteristic Belgian lacing on the glass, so they're clearly using that Saison lees. It might be a little bit cold because you're seeing the bubbles on the side of the glass, at least in a couple places, so it might be a little bit cold, but it's not hugely carbonated, but it's got this gorgeous color. Reminds me of Chimay Red and Matilda.
Yeah, it looks like Matilda.
So, all right, that's good. What do we got in the nose?
Oh my god, it smells amazing.
Yeah, you get that, you know, that candied sugar off the malt nose. You get those fruity esters. A little bit like that tropicality there.
Yeah, like papaya.
Yeah, exactly, papaya. Papaya, yeah, guava paste.
Guava. I don't even know if I've ever smelled fresh guava. People eat fresh guava.
I had guava paste, that's what I've had.
Yeah, but that's different. It's like dried fruit. Guava paste. Right.
So... Really approachable.
Yeah. I thought it would be a little sweeter based on the nose.
So did I, yeah.
It's definitely a little drier.
It's definitely dry. I think it's part of it because it might be a little cold. I'd love to see how this tastes as it warms up.
Mm-hmm.
See if it, you know, opens up a little bit more. But, you know, incredibly accessible. You know, I feel like that, you know, it's got a good balance on it. There's no, you know, obviously, because it's a Belgian-inspired ale, there's not a whole lot of hops in here, so you don't have to worry about that. But I think that the... it's really tasty. I mean, I think that, you know, it's like...
I think it's really good. I think it'll be really good with food.
Yeah, it's definitely food-friendly. And I can see...
Maybe a little boring if you just to drink a whole bottle.
By itself. A 750 by itself. Yeah, it would be kind of... Yeah, but I think that, you know...
You do a glass.
Yeah, you do a glass. You know, I mean, normally, you know, this is definitely meant to be shared among people. You know, a larger bottle shared among people always is better.
Well, otherwise you're an alcoholic.
Yeah, something like that. But I mean, it's it has the because it's unfiltered. It's really funny because I'm looking at the glass now from a certain angle, and it reminds me kind of almost like unfiltered cider. You know, it maybe a little bit darker than that, but you know, than the most cider basically. But it's got that kind of like you know, hue on the top of it. So it's kind of, you know, because it's unfiltered, you know, you have all the yeasties are in there, so it's probably a whole lot of protein.
No, definitely, because it's almost like a little yellower on top and bottom, and
right,
then like dark or orange
right
in the middle.
Yeah, but I can see this going well with a lot of different dishes. You know, I'd love to have this with some, you know, lighter chicken preparations.
Yeah.
Really, really tasty. But I'd be probably happy to have this with hot dogs, even, so...
Yeah, I don't know about the meat as much, but I think something like chicken with fruit.
Yeah.
Or duck. I don't know.
Duck.
Like,
I would love duck.
Fruit.
I would love this with duck.
Yeah.
I can see this with Peking duck. It would kill.
Oh yeah, it would be really good.
Because you got that fruity estuary note, and you pair that with the, you know, with the oranginess of the, sweet and sour. Sweet and sour. Yeah. A sweet and sour dish would be good too. Yeah. I mean, that's what I love about this about Saison's, because there always are, they're food friendly,
yeah.
And they're usually pretty accessible. I feel even to people, you know, because you don't have to be, you know, they're not like an uberly hoppy, you know, pale ale, and they're not like, you know, an uberly big, you know, stouter, so to speak. You know, they're not like any extreme. I think you know,
I think it's nice. So even a hop head would like this.
Well, I mean, I think that anyone that, you know, appreciates a well-balanced beer would enjoy this. And I think that, you know, the 8% is hidden very well.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, this is the fact that this is 8%. Usually a lot of, you know, Saison-based beers and farmhouse ales, basically, they tend to be, you know, in the 6 to 7 range, you know, maybe 7.5 tops. But the fact that this is 8% and, you know, there's, like, no fusel notes, there's no any notes or whatnot of any sort. And for those of you who can hear that beeping right there, that means that we have to check on our pizza with our fresh mozzarella we made. So I'm sure this is the pizza's gonna taste equally as awesome, you know, with this beer that we're gonna have here. So anything else to add?
No, thanks for sharing it with me, Dan.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm glad I can share with someone as beautiful as you.
Aw.
I'm so corny, aren't I?
Yes.
In any case, so anyone interested on the web, it's www.lifeandtap.com. Email at lifeandtap@lifeandtap.com. Check me out there on Twitterverse and Skyverse. I am NewType2001, and you can also check me out on Facebook/DanOnTap. You can friend me up there. And don't forget to like and sub on Facebook at facebook.com/lifeontap. And on Taps, I am DanOnTap there as well. And I'll be checking into this brew shortly. So hope to catch you guys out there, either on the interwebs or hopefully maybe at a beer place near you. And if you remember, have a stack, drink us up until it's dry.